With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major developments in two of Donald Trump's legal cases. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Late last week, a New York judge delayed Donald Trump's hush money criminal case. Jury selection was to have begun later this month, but the criminal trial is being pushed back until mid-April after Trump lawyers said they needed more time to sift through new evidence. Meanwhile, in Georgia, the lead prosecutor in the former president's election interference case is out of a job. He resigned after the judge said either the DA or the prosecutor had to withdraw because of a romantic relationship. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, author and podcaster Dan Senor blasting the commander-in-chief over the recent State of the Union address.
I saw what President Biden did at the State of the Union address and the criticisms unprecedented for him or for any president for that matter. The criticisms he made against Israel were to me, over the top.
He adds Biden's words and actions just send the absolute wrong message.
And when you unleash the kind of criticisms against Israel that Biden was doing, it provides jet fuel, rocket fuel, for Israel's critics, for Israel's opponents.
Senor says the president has been ramping up his criticism of Israel to shore up support from the anti-Israel, pro-Hamas faction of the Democrat Party. Parts of southern India going through a blistering February and March in the last few years and receiving little rainfall. Water levels are very low. Officials say a number of elementary and high schools in the region have been shut down, do not have air conditioning. The temps this week up to 118. This is SRN News. An NBA player using a recent media appearance to urge people to repent and believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. 22-year-old Jaden Ivey plays for the Detroit Pistons and shared his faith when talking to reporters after a victory.
First, I just want to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and to any of, you know, the world that's hearing this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus is coming back, and we all have to repent for our sins, and we have to put our faith in Jesus. He will come back when you least expect it, and you know it's time to wake up if you haven't put your faith in Jesus Christ.
That YouTube video of his post-game interview has been viewed now more than 36,000 times. This is SRN News. Nearly 75% of American teenagers says they feel happy when they don't have their phones with them.
That's according to a new report from the Pew Research Center. But despite the positive associations with going phone-free, most teens have not limited their phone or social media use. Many are growing increasingly concerned with teens' relationship with their phones and social media. Last fall, dozens of states, including California and New York, sued Instagram and Facebook owner Meta for harming young people and contributing to the youth mental health crisis by designing features that addict children. John Scott reporting.
Many Americans rely on Medicaid when fighting health conditions, but there's a catch. Often states try to recoup the cost after recipients die. Now critics want Uncle Sam to stop doing that because they say the program collects a lot of money from the poorest people. More details at SRNnews.com.